Hey, does civilization seem stable to you? When 911 is busy or law enforcement decides to hide rather than protect you, don't worry. With Spike training, you will know exactly what to do. Through a series of approximately 96 hours of video training seminars, Bo Greif, America's most decorated Green Beret commander, and his team of professional instructors brings his special forces training to your home through digital video. Delivered priority mail on a 128 gigabyte USB flash drive in 960 by 640 quality, you will receive the same instruction that Special Operations Command elite troops receive. There are no guarantees in life, but education and preparation always better your odds for survival. Go to bogreitz.us, that's B-O-G-R-I-T-Z.us, or avrn.tv to arrange to receive your 12 phases of Spike training. Single-phase downloads are also available on the site.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Aloha. This is Hesh. This is Health Talk number 308. There's going to be a lot of news coming out on the TV about something called Delta variant. And you have to understand that the Delta variant is a fancy name for injuries from a vaccine. So let me put this in perspective. If you take out your Marxist playbook and you turn it to the page where the Delta variant of the China disease scandemic is now to blame for every upcoming death caused by the COVID-19 vaccines, you have to be aware that the Delta variant and the Beta variant. But even though you have to be aware of that, you still got to get the COVID-19 vaccine, because if you haven't, they're going to tell everyone. So you have to get this straight. Science has proven that COVID-19 was created in a laboratory using a gain-of-function So a diseased bat could carry and become contagious for humans and zero in on infecting the lungs. So while designing the China virus, the same companies, the corporations, the institutes, created vaccines for that virus. It's a virus that mutates frequently within a year into new, more virulent strains that the vaccines are useless against. Then, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization want us all to blame the new variants for all the deaths caused by the COVID vaccines that are causing blood clots and fatalities all around the world. This is how you wreck the most powerful, successful nation in the world and then blame the virus when the vaccines start wiping out millions of people off the planet. It's like all one big psyop operation controlled by the media and scripted by Hell's Gates and Anthony Fauci. So as the Delta variant sweeps through India, much of Europe, and now supposedly the U.S., you better get ready for more scare tactics to sell those dirty prion creating vaccines. In Israel, the citizens are about to experience forced lockdown after exposure to the Delta variant and Delta Plus, which is said to be more contagious than COVID-19. So the tsunami is coming. In India, the COVID vaccines are causing 50,000 new infections per day. The wave of infections and deaths are being blamed on the new variants of COVID-19, just as planned. All of the mass media has been informed to follow the narrative and the script. It's always breaking news and COVID variant being detected now in, and then just put in any overpopulated city or nation, whatever. So there's even mutated forms of the Delta variant. Mutations of mutations. And you can bet your funds there will be a booster shot for every single one of them after they scare everyone to death with fake news. So basically, its genetic sequence suggests it may be even more contagious than the original. Every institute with science in their name is declaring the same narrative at the same time all over the place. And all of the Trump haters are lined up around the block for their next dirty shot. So the goal of the CDC and the WHO is to catch this Delta variant and its variants early and figure out where they originated. That's what they say, even though they've done everything in their power to block investigations into the Wuhan lab in China and their connections and their funding by the National Institute of Health and the Fauci-led grants. The Delta variant has turned up in 9 countries so far. And if they can get the world saying Delta variant over and over and over, they might be able to convince all the vaccinated sheeple to run out and get the next dose of the blood clotting injection. So here comes the irony. Only 4% of Indians are fully vaccinated. That's because the word was getting out, circumventing the mass media, that the vaccines were causing mass injury and death around the world, especially after the first vaccine delivers horrific side effects, and then every medical alleged professional is instructed to tell you to get the next vaccine as soon as possible, you know, like even if it's been 2 weeks. So people are figuring out the source of this carnage and really fast, because this whole Delta variant narrative is basically to cover up the deaths and the injuries caused by the vaccines. And next comes the fake PCR Delta variant test to see if you got it. So do you get it? That it's all nothing but a scam. So as the vaccine-induced deaths begin to accelerate around the world from the dirty COVID-19 jabs, the mainstream media narrative is shifting to cast the blame away from the deadly blood clotting inoculations and onto a new, more virulent COVID virus mutation allegedly called the Delta variant. The variant is nothing more than a cover story for actual vaccine deaths, and there will be blood on the hands of the vaccine industrial complex. One of the World Health Organization's doctors, or ringleader, I should say, is already warning of reduced efficacy. That is a euphemism for meaning it doesn't work at all regarding all the COVID-19 jabs, especially the mRNA and protein payload injections being used useless against the variants that the vaccines are actually creating and spreading. So the Delta COVID is spreading like wildfire across Europe and the U.S. And now the first generation of COVID vaccines are deemed virtually worthless against it. So how many generations of COVID and its variants will there be, and how often? And will Americans need a booster shot every 3 months forever? I don't think anyone's going to like that news. And if you get it, you got to run for your life, because it's the invasion of the mutants of COVID-19. So all vaccinated humans should remain on lockdown, masked, and quarantined in their own basements until further notice, as the vaccines have proven to make you weaker, more susceptible to mutant variants of COVID-19. Meanwhile, Delta picks up steam like a hurricane across the USA. So the mutant strains of the COVID-19 are immune to all COVID-19 vaccines. The World Health Organization has all but admitted it already. The Beta variant is attacking the vaccinated in South Africa right now, as you hear this. The variants are simply a cover story for all the deaths and the blood clots caused by the COVID-19 vaccines, and for the vaccinated sheeple who are still catching COVID-19 even after vaccination. And it's obvious, as the World Health Organization scrambles to convince all the fence riders and absolute non-vaxxers that the vaccines still work and they're not just as effective as they had hoped. Effective at what? As killing people. So the goal of COVAX is we need those who are most at risk to severe disease and those who are most exposed to receive those vaccines and to be protected. And a World Health Organization quack, other known as the doctor, said, well, you can't have it both ways. You can't have all these people who are already fighting back cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and Alzheimer's get the COVID-19 vaccines that cause blood clots and heart inflammation because it'll kill them. Then they just use the fake COVID tests and say they died of COVID or Delta or Beta or some other college fraternity name. So, double and triple mutants will further erode the efficacy of the whole first wave of the dirty COVID-19 vaccines. If it's possible to reach below zero efficacy, it seems that it is possible since the mRNA and the viral vector jabs make you more susceptible to catching and dying from these new, more virulent mutants. So now the COVID-19 vaccine efficacy is a negative percentage due to the risk of catching double and triple mutants. It's like this whole constellation of mutations rising up inside the variants, claiming the World Health Organization doctors that will totally wipe out all potency of the vaccine. But again, you blame the virus for death and destruction, but never the vaccines. So now the narrative is shifting and claiming the new mutant versions of COVID are so surging in under-vaccinated parts of the U.S. as if they really test for it and have results to share with the medical community and all the truth journalists. Most dirty vax deniers are not going anywhere near a COVID test because that's all part of the reel-in and the bait. They're all fake or fake positive. Part of the plan, which is just another scam, another cover story to get more people to get injected with deadly vaccines, and the World Health Organization is already declaring obsolete. So the question is, why would anyone in their right mind get a vaccine that will be useless a month later? Look, we have reached this incredible tipping point in the global push for mass vaccinations that inject people with spike protein bioweapons. Now the research finds that the fully vaccinated individuals are suffering an 8 times higher mortality rate than the non-vaccinated. And a stunning report out of the United Kingdom found that 62% of those dying from COVID are people who have been vaccinated. So what it turns out to be is that the COVID vaccine doesn't work. Not only does it not work, it does not provide non-specific immunity to even slight variations in coronavirus morphology. And while natural immunity produces more general antibodies that work against all sorts of variants, the COVID vaccine, which consists of spike protein bioweapons being injected into human guinea pigs as part of a global medical experiment, provides little or no immunity against viral variants, even assuming it works against the original strain, which is quite a leap. So the implications of this are profound. It means that people who have chosen the vaccine route instead of the natural immunity route will be forever dependent on booster shots to try to address each new variant as mutations appear in the wild. What does that mean? It means that repeated injections with more bioweapons, and it means the COVID vaccines that were originally promoted as a pathway to freedom and immunity ain't no such thing. It's more like an addiction to a needle, because you need endless injections just to stay current, since the viruses constantly mutate in the wild. So while a naturally immune person has achieved true freedom with a fully functioning immune system, a vaccine-dependent person has no general protections and must live in constant fear that a new mutation will suddenly render their existing limited antibodies completely obsolete. So, vaccine passports are given to the vaccinated, the most vulnerable, not those who achieved far more powerful natural immunity. And this is one of the many ways the entire pandemic response is actually designed to continue spreading the infections, so that lockdowns, mask mandates, and vaccine mandates can be gleefully justified by the power-drunk bureaucrats and the medical tyrants like Anthony Fauci. These variants are greedily invoked by health tyrants to unleash a return to authoritarian lockdowns, mask mandates, and other freedom-crushing demands. The failure of their own vaccine creates the various conditions that give them the power to take away yet more human freedoms. And just to add insult to injury, they demand that you consent to every new vaccine they concoct, always with the same calculated lie: if you take this vaccine, then you'll be safe and free. But it's always a lie, because the vaccines do not really work as promised, and you're never free until you stand your ground and say no to the medical hookers. What's important is, given that viruses constantly mutate in the wild, there is no future where medical tyrants voluntarily declare the pandemic to be over and stop demanding lockdowns, masks, and vaccine injections. They found the ultimate power trip scam, and they're going to keep pushing it as long as they can. And for those who are willing to be obedient sheeple, which obviously are the Democrats and the leftists, this means never-ending enslavement under the pandemic virus industrial complex. Remember the promise in 2020? Give us 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Soon it will be 2 years and counting. There ain't no scenario where these COVID tyrants release their iron grip on humanity. There's no point where they say, you're vaccinated enough. There's no circumstance under which they will back off from their power grab and trust in people to make their own decisions. And just to show this, in LA County, they just issued a new declaration. They demanded that everybody has to wear a mask indoors, even if you're vaccinated, because of the Delta variant. Now, isn't this a blatant admission that the promise of vaccines Was it complete fraud? So anytime a new variant comes along, everybody has to surrender to the public health tyrants yet again. You ain't never going to be free until you stop acting like a slave. For a lot of people, after taking the vaccine and the multiple booster shots, they have to count their lucky stars to even be alive. There's mass vaccine deaths right around the corner. And about half of the country is at risk of being killed by the vaccines that they took, oblivious to the fact that the vaccines were all engineered as depopulation weapons from the very start. So, everybody comes out and says, get the shot, get the shot. Wait, never mind, don't get it. The vaccine hesitancy for young adults turned into just say no, because who needs to have a heart attack or a stroke at 25 or 15 years of age, all to supposedly prevent catching the virus that barely even affects young adults or adolescents. So if the chickenpox vaccine or the flu shot was causing blood clots and swollen hearts for kids, teens, and young adults, would anybody be rushing out to get that now? No, I don't think so. So now the cases of heart inflammation and blood clots around the globe are so bad and so widespread. I mean, probably thousands more unreported or scared to report that the insidiously corrupt CDC even has to fess up and admit it. Citing the most recent data available, the CDC declared the likely association between heart inflammation and the second COVID jab. And then to throw salt on the wound, it's a rare condition, so we know it's not just popping up all of a sudden. Coincidentally, just days after healthy young adults and adolescents got inoculated with a dirty vaccine that the FDA and the CDC has been forced to label as a medical experiment due to low efficacy and lack of clinical trials. So it turns out that the emergency use authorization, the EUA, was a bad call. And the vaccines are beginning to look like terrorist bioweapons themselves, way worse than the COVID-19 itself. So what happens when you get the third jab or the booster? Do you die from a heart attack? And this is young, healthy people. So how about when you give the second and third shots to all Americans suffering right now from cancer, diabetes, heart disease, dementia, depression, and anxiety? Better get those FEMA coffins stacked at the stadiums, the landfills, the boat docks. I mean, talk about World War III without bombs or tanks or guns needed at all. The vaccines are the new gas chambers, and 150 million Americans are walking right out in front of COVID fear. So why are all the young adults and the adolescents suffering from quote-unquote rare heart inflammation immediately following the COVID jabs? And the doctors are all acting, oh, why is this happening? Because they call it like it really is. They will get fired immediately and their medical licenses revoked forever by Darth Vader, which is the Biden regime and the Chinese Communist Party. So the answer is simple. The youngster's blood is being clogged slowly by protein fragments, prions, and particles that travel throughout the body. They do not stay put in the shoulder's muscle tissue, as every alleged doctor would love to believe and love for us all to believe. Over 1,200 cases have already been reported due to Pfizer and Moderna's COVID-19 stabbings, and those are the mRNA vaccines, and this was all part of a slideshow at the advisory meeting at the CDC meeting of the America's Center for Disease Creation. So once the body has unneeded sticky proteins and prions floating around inside the blood vessels, including sticking to the walls of arteries and veins, the heart has to work much harder to pump blood past all the blockages. And this is why we are seeing all these cases of heart inflammation exploding across the globe. The mRNA vaccines embed the code in your cells to create proteins to clog the blood, and there's no mechanism to stop or slow the production of them. Also, the other COVID-19 jabs that aren't mRNA are protein payload injections that overload the circulatory system with sticky trash of which it cannot dispose of. This is exactly why the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is holding emergency meetings to address the skyrocketing reports of pericarditis, myocarditis, for thousands of these unreported cases that are about to hit Truth News across the globe. We are talking about 16 to 24-year-olds pushing for heart attacks and strokes thanks to the dirty COVID toxic jabs. And now the Delta variant is just a cover story for all the vaccine damages, injuries, and deaths happening right now in India and Europe. So the Delta variant excuse and lie is soon coming to an inoculation theater near you. So, it gets even better. The Jews in Germany, before World War II, did not think that when their guns were first required to be registered, that soon those guns would be taken away from them. The same innocent Jewish people who were German citizens had no idea that after their guns were confiscated, they would be ordered to move to ghettos reserved for them and with other people like them. It was the official Nazi policy to hate the Jews. They had been ostracized in the media's propaganda, like think about leaflets and posters and films, as a burden on society in so many ways. The German people were hand-fed a specific people to hate. So put in perspective, that's like white Americans and non-vaxxers today. So Hitler gave them a scapegoat. That was the dirty rat Jews. And the populists took the bait. Next, those millions of Jews were shipped by train to the ghettos of the concentration camps. That would be their final resting place. Hitler's pharmaceutical right arm created toxic vaccines made of chemical concoctions, and they injected those chemicals into little Jewish kids' arms just to see what would happen. What happened? They died after being tortured and abused. So the Jewish people back then, they weren't dumb. They just didn't realize what the registering of their guns meant. And eventually they all got slow walked into the gas chambers that were filled with insecticide poisons, some of which are still being used in chemotherapy today. So the Jews were told it was a big group shower. And they walked into these warehouses where the Nazis pumped in gas instead of hot water. And that's where about 1/6 of the 6 million Jews died. When the other Jews got off the trains, they were shot in the head twice. Or if they had some skills that could help Hitler's military forces, they were given jobs. Then they were starved slowly to death. And Hitler had put fluoride into the water to keep them sick and weak so they couldn't rebel or escape. And yet, today, we have the dentist saying we need fluoride in the water to keep our teeth healthy. So when ammonia is mixed with bleach, it becomes toxic like mustard gas. You can find ammonia mixed with bleach in commercial cigarettes. Most, I have to say this, and you'll have to pardon me, white foods today are bleached. Most red meat is treated with ammonia to kill the E. coli. The pesticide sprayed on nearly all conventional crops and produce is manufactured by Bayer, who took over Monsanto, the same evil Bayer that headed up part of the pharmaceutical conglomerate known as IG Farben in Nazi Germany. The vaccines contain horrible contaminants from around the planet that should never be injected into human bodies. There is no safe amount of mercury that can be injected, whether it's ethyl or methyl. No human, especially Jews, after what happened in Germany, should be slow walked into getting vaccines that alter their genes to produce proteins and prions that mimic deadly viruses. Think about it for a minute. Let it sink in. Big Pharma, the Nazis, chemotherapy, Hitler, chemical pesticides, Bayer, gas chambers, GMOs, COVID-19, and the protein payload and the mRNA vaccines. You have to notice that COVID-19 mainly attacks the impaired Americans whose immune systems are dysfunctional and weak from the prescription meds, the fluoridated water, the mercury in the flu shots, and the GMO pesticide-laden, highly processed, and nutrient-dead food, mainly all the conventional food that is not organic. These same people's bodies are compromised while fighting off cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and dementia. This is how the Nazis and the communists, otherwise known as Biden's CCP regime, attack and kill the weak and the poor and the disabled off first. Remember the nursing home COVID killings in New York? With vaccines. This is COVID-19, the virus engineered in a lab to take out the weak and the useless. Both the virus and the vaccines are engineered to take out the weak over time, but only after a few years, not decades. So this is another careful, slow walk of the prisoners to the gas chambers. But now, it's to the vaccine centers for re-education of your cells so they will now make your body cancerous while slowly clogging your blood. Eventually, you will either go mad or die from a heart attack or stroke, and it's always blamed on the scapegoat, which is now COVID any number variant year. So after the Jews of the Holocaust arrived at the kill centers, all the babies, the kids, the handicaps, the elderly, the pregnant women were selected for execution because they could not help Hitler's military get stronger. So, if you do not want history to repeat itself like another Holocaust, don't give up your guns. Don't eat pesticide-laden food. Don't drink tap water. And do not repeatedly get vaccinated as part of an extremely dangerous medical experiment that Big Pharma is heading up. Rat poison, which contains some of the same ingredients as blood thinner meds today, was used in the gas chambers of the Holocaust. The name Zyklon B was the name for the chemical-based insecticide pellets that the Nazi guards dropped into the air shafts of the gas chambers. It was also used to kill insects and rats, coincidentally, the latter being the nickname for all the Jews. That's what they were called, the insects and the rats, and demeaning them to make them believe they had absolutely no value whatsoever, like the vaccinated are influenced to do to the unvaccinated today in America. You can find the same rat poison ingredients in many prescription blood thinner meds today. Isn't that a very interesting coincidence? So we are the new burden on society. Even though we're pro-science, we are the new lepers, the non-vaxxers who know what these vaccines really mean. So seize them. Send them off to the FEMA camps. Wait for it. Force vaccinations for the greater goods. So the COVID vaccines are causing blood clots and inflamed hearts all over the world. The mass media, like Hitler's propaganda, are covering it all up. Meanwhile, people who do not vaccinate are the new scapegoats who are unworthy of life and are to blame for any spreading of the deadly disease, like that one that's made in the lab that kills off the weak. Do you see any kind of a pattern here? So the question is, are you unworthy of life? The vaccine industry believes so, and that's why you can't sue them for malpractice, injury, or death from the COVID-19 toxic jabs. Less than a century ago, in October of 1939, Hitler began executing everyone who was impaired, as he considered them unworthy of life. And he had consultants who decided who was to be executed after they visited the hospitals and the retirement homes. So you got kids with autism, even slightly, they were marked for death. Someone missing a finger, a hand, or a foot, they were selected for death. It was the euthanasia program sponsored by carbon monoxide gas and the Zyklon B, the cyanide-based pesticide. So, if Hitler could choose his weapons of mass destruction today, they would be bioweapons disguised as inoculations. So, are you marked for death? Do you have mad cow disease from the Nazi vaccines. If you already got a toxic COVID jab or two, and you're experiencing side effects and blood clots, and adverse effects, maybe it's time to think about these crimes against humanity being delivered under the guise of inoculation and restoring, he says with a straight face, Nazi Germany. You know, I try for a long time to talk about health, you know. And people they don't care. They don't want to listen because what do I know? I don't know anything, right? I don't know. I went, you all know my story. I went vegetarian in 75. And before I went vegan in 1990, I got a cold every year. Once I went vegan in 1990 and concentrated on organics and made sure I read labels and made sure I would not eat canola oil or quote unquote natural flavors, because that includes anything and everything. I never get sick. I mean, I may never get sick, but I can't stop from getting old. Because you get old and everybody dies. Because if nobody died, nobody would ever get a parking space. So the point is, and I've told this thousands of times, if the human form is specifically and anatomically designed to eat plant-based foods because of a convoluted digestive tract that releases plant-based foods in no more than 3 days, but releases clogging flesh foods in 7 days, why would you want all that stuff sitting in your body for a week, contaminating all the cells in the body? Now, I understand that our tongues take control over our intelligence. No, I know that. It's nothing that we can do. But it's there, and we really have to deal with it. So you have to wage a war against your tongue. So if you would check out the website of sanediet.com, you could read different parts of the book that I wrote. But the point is when, I don't know how many years ago, back in the 90s, I learned that all dairy products are cooked up to 500 degrees. So if they're cooked up to 500 degrees, where could you find any nutrients? They're all cooked out. So what you're ingesting is nothing more than liquid fat. So where does all that go? It contaminates your organs. It restricts your blood flow. And it's no different than eating a chicken's menstrual cycle, which is there to give birth to another chicken. But the chicken industry figured when the chicken lays the egg, before the chicken can sit on it so it hatches for another chicken, let's take it away and sell it as a wonderful protein so we can make more money. But the problem is, yes, it is a protein. In fact, one egg creates so much protein in the body that the body needs to neutralize that excess protein with calcium. Where do you think the body would get calcium from? So if you're suffering from joint pain, if you got arthritis, if you got osteoporosis, your bones are aching, where do you think that calcium is coming from? That is where it's coming from. Now, why would they not tell you that? Pimsuckers and tricks. The pharmaceutical industry, the large food companies, and the biotech industry, all they want to do is make money. They're the pimps. So they have their hookers. The mainstream media, which you never read truth about or hear truth about on TV, unless you turn to certain stations where they want to give you the truth. The government officials, which, how can you trust the government officials? Because they support everything that the pharmaceutical industry, the large food companies, and Monsanto and Bayer give you. And who suffers? Next time you want to know where the tricks are, next time you pass a mirror, take a look. I mean, it's no different than what's going on in Nazi Germany. The corporations that want to make the money are making the money. The corporations that support the people making the money get kickbacks. So why wouldn't a doctor tell you, you shouldn't eat this, you shouldn't eat this, you shouldn't eat this? Because the pharmaceutical industry, if they told them that, would take away their medical license and kill their income. So if that's the reality in the world, how can you trust those people? How can you trust them to stay healthy? If they make money, and they're selling drugs, right? Okay, they're selling prescription drugs. Do you know how many drugs are getting banned right and left because they find that there are so many negative effects? And then there's lawsuits, and they have to pay out millions of dollars to the patients that suffered. But not everybody hears about it. Not everybody believes it. And it's all about them making money and you staying sick. Because when you stay sick, they make a fortune. So I don't know how to put it any other way. I'm just a little guy, you know. I'm just a guy who went on the radio. I'm just a guy who, being on the radio and learning stuff because I had to do research, exposed everything and everything. I exposed so many politicians in Hawaii. But the one good thing that I did, which everybody got up, not everybody, but the corporations got upset about, I kept fluoride out of Hawaii's water supply. It's the only state that's not fluoridated, but there is one place in Hawaii that is fluoridated. Now, you're sitting down for this? It's the military bases, because control is essential. And if the fluoride weakens the body, then it's more that they will adhere to the instructions that they're getting. This is the world that we're living in. I took a walk in another direction since 1990. I got a pizza the other day. I went and ordered pizza from Domino's. It was a whole wheat pizza. It was a thin crust. No cheese. All it had was tomato sauce and whatever vegetables they could put on it. and some hot peppers. I have not eaten anything that had a face or a mother, I don't know, 40 some odd years, and I just don't get sick. So I'm not a special guy. I'm not someone who's fancy that does stuff so I can just stay healthy. I'm just following the protocol of the body that I am wearing. We're all wearing bodies because the body is the shirt. The soul in the heart of the body is the resident of the body. So why don't you see yourself as the soul instead of the shirt, and that way try to relate to the guy that's up above you that you're connected to. You see a black guy, who cares? He's wearing a black shirt. You see a Mexican guy, he's wearing a brown shirt. You see an American guy, he's wearing a white shirt. Who cares? It's just a freaking shirt. See the person for who it is. See you for who you are and figure out what your purpose in life is. Well, he said with a straight face, I got about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to let George Harrison do his thing. And I hope you like the show, and catch you all next week. Aloha.